18 million stories make up the treasure trove that is the Australian Museum. I'm Frank Howarth, Director of the Museum. Come with me while we bring to life one of those stories. The Australian Museum has a really amazing collection of material culture from the South Pacific, from the Polynesian and Melanesian countries, Samoa, New Zealand, Tonga, New Guinea. People often ask me how we get the material in those collections to the Australian Museum. We often presume that we're out there bidding at big international auctions, or they're coming from extensive scientific expeditions, or from the gentlemen collectors of the 19th century. Now, all of those are true in part, but often the most significant collections we get come from somewhat insignificant starts. They come as gifts from people who care about what they've collected over their lives and then think of the museum as a potential home for these gifts. One such gift we've very, very recently received in September 2011 was an amazing collection of objects from Tonga from Miss Muriel Snell. Miss Snell was a Methodist teacher in Tonga in the 1950s and 1960s, and obviously she was very, very well thought of, because it's clear that the local people gave her a very large number of gifts, mainly woven objects, baskets, bark cloth mats, tiny sandals, handbags, quite a wide range of things. And Miss Snell looked after these very, very carefully. And now, some 50 or 60 years later, this has formed an amazing gift to the Australian Museum. A number of the treasures in Miss Snell's collection are bark cloths, traditional Tongan bark cloths. Bark cloths are very significant in Tongan society. They're used for ceremonial purposes. They carry a variety of designs, often based around symbolism from the royal family or indicating status. And they're often associated with important people in Tongan society. As an example of that, the Australian Museum has a truly amazing bark cloth presented at the opening of the Sydney Opera House by the King of Tonga to the people of Australia, 8 metres wide by 25 metres long. So in many ways, the size of the bark cloth indicates its importance and status. The ones in Miss Snell's collection tell a range of stories, and objects like these bark cloths allow us to get a snapshot of what Tongan society was like, in this case in the 1950s and 1960s. It's important to a museum like us to build up a pattern of societies, in our case, might be Indigenous Australia or around the Pacific, because those collections become an important resource to contemporary Tongan people, as well as a resource for the future. Representatives of the Tongan community in Sydney have been in to begin to assess Miss Snell's amazing collection and talk about how it's significant to them. In fact, one of the community members noted that one of what looks to my eye like a very plain mat was one she remembered from her grandmother's house in Tonga in her own childhood. So objects like these can trigger storytelling, they can bring back memories, they become a resource for the community. And it's very important that a museum like the Australian Museum uses these collections as a resource for the wider community.